Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. We appreciate you joining us again today, and we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. And we've been talking about dunamis power, which means explosive ability and power and miraculous power in a believer's life. When God said that the preaching of the gospel is power to them that are saved. And so we want to continue looking at what God's showing us about this amazing power and how he steps out of time to come into time. He's not caught up either by time, space, or matter, but he comes into time where we are to get involved in our lives and bless our lives. Let's pick it up again today. Matthew 18:18. I should be getting there. No, I'm not there yet. All right, don't worry. I'll have you out here by 4:30 today. How many of you would stay? Okay, you might have a test. You might just be in for a ride of your life today. You know, I remember a service that was taking place up in northern Florida that started on Father's Day and went for 5 years, every day. Yeah? Brownsville, remember that? Brownsville started on Father's Day. In the first service, they had two services, and there was a visiting teacher, Steve Hill, and he was an evangelist. And by like 3 hours later, the pastor said to his wife, he said, "Hey, we've got to go home and get ready for the next service." She said, "I've prayed too long for this. I ain't leaving." And she stayed, and they stayed, and people started coming back. And ones that were in the early services went out and brought back their surfboards and tennis rackets and bicycles and money, and they just brought it to the altar. They were just giving, giving, giving. Yeah. And that service went all day, all night, and it went on for 5 years, every day for three solid years. Every day for three solid years. So don't tempt God, man. He says, "I'll show you. You want to stay here till 4, you'll be here for 4 years. At least you've got air conditioning, right? You're not going to have air conditioning if you don't go to heaven. Just want you to know. It's going to be pretty warm. You think Florida's hot? I'm a golfer. I put stuff all over me and sleeves and you name it. Florida's hot. Florida's like a picnic by comparison. You make sure you're on the right side of history, family. Just make sure. Amen? Okay, so let me keep going. You guys are holding me up. This is exactly how Jesus said it. He said, "I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and I am alive forevermore." Amen. Revelation 1. I think it's just amazing. Who else can claim that? Who else can say that? Only God can speak those words. Nobody but God can say, "I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and I live forevermore. I'm the Alpha, I'm the Omega, I'm the beginning, I'm the end, I'm the first, and I'm the last. I had the first word, and I'm going to have the last word." Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Praise God, man. And God can do anything for anyone, anywhere, anytime, anyhow. Or, you know, you can say, you know, sickness come out in Jesus' name. Or you can speak to the works of the devil that are ruling your life today and command them to cease to exist in the name of Jesus. You see, death means you cease to exist, does it not? If you die, he ceased to exist. Well, in the natural realm. We all know in the spiritual realm that's not exactly right. But something that ceases to exist died. You can speak to the devil and you can command that devil completely let go of your life. You command him to cease to exist in the area of addiction, in the area of fear, in the area of depression, in the area of being a pessimist, negative, nasty, fearful. I thank God I'm not a pessimist. I thank God, thank God, thank God. Because I see some people and I feel for them. And I pray and I tell them, you know what? If you start to praise God in the midst of your pessimism, God will make you turn into an optimist. Amen. You can all be optimistic. I know the future I'm facing. God said, I know the thoughts I think to you, thoughts of good and not evil. To have an expected end and a good future. That's the thoughts God has of me. Wow. I know I've got a great future ahead of me. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read one more scripture, and then next week, I've got so much to add to this because it's powerful, powerful. Next week, we're going to carry on, but I want to finish with a scripture. And you can turn there with me to 1 Corinthians 1. 1 Corinthians 1. I'm reading from the English Standard Version, verse 18. Now watch here. For the word of the cross is folly or foolishness to those who are perishing. To them it's foolishness. But to us who are being saved, it's what? It is the power of God. Once again, same word, dunamis, explosive, ability, power, miraculous. It is the power of God. For the word of the cross, you tell people the gospel and the cross in Jesus Christ lived and died and rose from the dead and they think it's foolishness. Huh. They're perishing. They're on the wrong side. But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Being saved simply means stay saved. And if you backslid, come back to God. His arms are open. He loves the prodigal son. He loves the backslider. He wants you to come back to him. He forgives, he renews, he restores, he replenishes. And he says, now let's move forward like you didn't miss a day. That's the God. That's the God we serve. He said to Ezekiel and the dry bones in the desert, very dead, very dry, very, very dead bones. They'd been there for years. Revelation in Ezekiel 37. And he said to Ezekiel, can those dead, dry, very dead bones live? Most people would say, not a chance. Ezekiel had sense not to say what he thought. And he said, God, I don't know, you know. And God said, yes, they can live. He said, now let me tell you what to do. Speak to them. He says, okay, what do I say? He said, tell them to come back to life. And he spoke to them. Listen to the power of your tongue, man. He spoke to those dead, dry bones. And all of a sudden, there was a coming together. Clang, clack, crook, came together again. Now, this is likening Israel when they became a nation and then they were scattered across the earth for almost 2,000 years and then they came back in 1948 to Israel to be country again and then 1967 got Jerusalem back. He's talking to those bones back then that had died. This was a type and thing of a promise of God. And he said, can these very dead, very dry bones live? He said, no, you know. So he said, speak to them. Speak to them. Tell them to come together. Rock. That's where the song came from. Come together right now over me. Okay, that's a joke. All right, I'll go to this side. They laughed. Now watch out. And then he said, tell flesh to rise on them. And he said, oh, you want me to do it? Yeah, do it. So I said, flesh, come on to these things. Bone, muscles, everything, come together. Then he said, now call for the west wind to blow over them and the spirit of life coming to them. And they stood up an exceeding army. You don't get a greater army than Israel today. Amen. I don't care what you say. Amen. Nobody can compare and compete with that army, with their genius, with their brains, with their fortitude, with their attitude. My God, my God, my God. And that's why the enemy hates Israel. Amen. And so I'm finished with this. For the word of the cross is folly to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. We're being saved continually. We're getting less sinful. We're getting more godly. You know, if we were to go to hell because of our sin, we'd all be going to hell because everyone sins, even after you're born again. Amen? Amen. Amen. So what happens is our walk with God becomes less sinful. And we become more separated from the world, which means, what does it mean? He sanctified us. He made us holy, set us apart. That's what he did with us. So I become more set apart from the world the more I spend time in the Word of God. And with the Spirit of God, I do the wrong things less and less as I grow up. Hello? So he says, be being saved. Now, Laura, put the next picture up. Would you say that? So today, you got some great news and good news. And I want to pray. I didn't get to where I'm going, but we'll get there. I want to pray today for the power of God to touch people's lives today. We've seen it. We know it. Just the other day, myself and Alicia went to the post office to mail some mail in. And I was walking and I heard, "Pastor Jerry!" And I looked up and there was this woman that tall. She used to be in our church. She was an Olympic bobsledder for her country. She had one daughter. She wanted another child. They wanted more children, and they couldn't have children. They said, "It's impossible, not going to happen, not going to happen, not going to happen." So she came up for prayer. That flight and everything was booked. She was going. Is that right? And 2 weeks before they flew, she came up, her and her husband, for prayer. We prayed for them. And the week she was going to fly, she canceled the flight because she discovered she was pregnant. Right? Now, why am I telling you this? I'm telling you this because we were walking in the post office and I heard, "Pastor Jerry," and I looked up. She's a big lady. You know, I'm only 6'2", so she's big, much bigger. And that's a spirit realm. And so she said, "Hi," and she gave me a hug, and Alicia and the whole thing. And she said, "I want to show you something. Come and see the children." And she took me to her car. And the two children were 10 and 9 and 11 or something, 9 and 12. Yeah, she had the two children after we prayed for her. And she took us to the car, I said, right? And said, meet the miracle. I believe in miracles. And she had those two beautiful boys there. I think they were 10 and 12, something like that. I'm thinking, wow, that's how long ago we prayed for her. And she had that. So don't take lightly when I say we're opening the altar for anybody who needs a miracle. Whatever it is you need, if you need a healing, come up. If you need to get rid of depression, come up. If you've got fear in your life, come up. If you're battling financially, come up. If you're worrying about your children, come up. If you're having problems in your relationships, come up. I've learned a lot about that. So you can come and be prayed for. Amen. I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong. In the strength of the Lord, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong. In the strength of the Lord, I will trust in you. Come on, tell him you're trusting him this morning. Just tell him, I will trust in you. Let the weak say I am strong in the strength of the... One more time. I will trust in you.
Thank you for joining us at Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. in our Tradition Town Hall facility at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. We look forward to seeing you there.